Translation: when Prithu Maharaj was performing the last horse sacrifice, Indra, invisible to everyone, stole the horse and intended to sacrifice. He did this because there was great envy of King Prithu. Therefore, King Indra is known as Satak Ratu, which indicates he performed 100 horse sacrifices. We should know, however, the animal sacrifice when the Yagya were not killed. If the Vedic mantras were properly pronounced during the sacrifice, the animal sacrifice would come out again with a new life. That is the test of a successful yagya. When King Prithu was performing 100 yagyas, Indra became very anxious because he did not know anyone to excel him. Being an ordinary yogi, he became envious of King Prithu and making himself invisible. He stole the horse and thus impeded the yagya performance. When King Indra was taking away the horse, he dressed himself to appear as a liberated person. Actually, this dress was a form of cheating, for it falsely created an impression of religion. When Indra went into outer space in this way, the great sage Atri saw him and understood the whole situation. Perfect the word Pakhanda, used in this verse, is sometimes come out of Pakhanda. What would these words indicate? An imposter who presents himself as a very religious person, but is actually sinful. Indra took up the saffron colored dress as a way of cheating others. The saffron dress has been misused by many impostors who present themselves as liberated persons for incarnations of God. In this way, people are cheated, as we have mentioned many times, and the mission soul has a tendency to cheat. Therefore, this quality is also visible in a person like King Indra. It is understood that even King Indra was not liberated from the clutches of material contamination. That's the word Amoktum Iva, means as if you were liberated and used. The saffron dress worn by Sannyasi announced to the world that he has renounced all worldly affairs and simply engaged in the service of the Lord. Such a devotee is actually a Sannyasi, a liberated person. In Bhagavad Gita has said, Inasita karma palam karyam karma karotiya sat sannyasi yogita na niracha na chakriya. One who is unattached to the fruits of his work and the works as he is obligated is in the renounced order of life, and he is the true mystic, not he who lights no fire and performs no work. In other words, one who offers the results of his activities to the Supreme Personality of God is actually a sannyasi and yogi. Cheating sannyasis and yogis have existed since the time of Prithu Maharaj's sacrifice. This cheating was very foolishly introduced by King Indra. In some ages, such cheating is very prominent, in other ages, not so prominent. It is the duty of a sannyasi to be very cautious because, as stated by Lord Chaitanya, sannyasira alpha chidra sarvalokikai, a little spot in a sannyasi's character will be magnified by the public. Therefore, unless one is sincere and serious, he should not take up the order of sannyas. One should not use his order as a means to cheat the public. It is better not to take up sannyas in this age of Kali because provocations are very strong in this age. Only a very exalted person advanced in spiritual understanding should attempt to take up sannyas. One should not adopt this order as a means of livelihood or for some material purpose. When the son of King Prithu was informed by Atri of King Indra's trick, he immediately became very angry and followed Indra to kill him, calling, "Wait, wait." Wherefore, the words tishta are used by a kshatriya when he challenges his enemy. When fighting, a kshatriya cannot flee from the battlefield. However, when a kshatriya out of cowardice flees from the battlefield, showing his back to his enemy, he is challenged by the words tishta. A real kshatriya does not kill his enemy from behind, nor does a real kshatriya turn his back on the battlefield. according to Kshatriya principles here, one either attains victory or dies in the battlefield. Although King Indra was very exalted in being the king of heaven, he became degraded due to stealing the horse and then for sacrifice. Therefore, he fled without observing the Kshatriya principles, and the son of Prithu had to challenge him with the words of Pratishtha. King Indra was fraudulently dressed as sannyasi, having knotted his hair on his head and smeared ashes all over his body. Upon seeing such dress, the son of King Prithu considered Indra a religious man and pious sannyasi. Therefore, he did not release his arrows. When Atrimuni saw that the son of King Prithu did not kill Indra but returned deceived by him, Atrimuni again instructed him to kill the heavenly king because he thought that Indra had become the lowest of all demigods due to his impeding the execution of King Prithu's sacrifice. Being thus informed, the grandson of King Vena immediately began to follow Indra, who was fleeing through the sky in great haste. He was very angry with them, and he chased them just as the king of the vultures chased Ravana. When Indra saw that the son of Prithu was chasing him, he immediately abandoned his false dress and left the horse. Indeed, he disappeared from that very spot, and the great hero, the son of Maharaj Prithu, returned the horse to his father's sacrificial arena. My dear Lord Vidura, when the great sages observe the wonderful prowess of the son of King Prithu, they all agree to give him the name Vijitasva. My dear Vidura, Indra, being the king of heaven and very powerful, immediately brought a dense darkness upon the sacrificial arena, covering the whole scene. In this way, he again took away the horse, which was chained with golden shackles near the wooden instrument where animals were sacrificed. The great sage Atri again pointed out to the son of King Prithu that Indra was fleeing through the sky. The great hero, the son of Prithu, chased him again. But when he saw that Indra was carrying in his hand a staff with a skull on top and was again wearing a dress of a sannyasi, he still chose not to kill him. When the great sage Atri again gave directions, the son of King Prithu became very angry and placed an arrow on his bow. Upon seeing this, King Indra immediately abandoned the false dress of a sannyasi and, giving up the horse, made himself invisible. Then the great hero of Vijitasva, the son of King Prithu, again took the horse and returned to his father's sacrificial arena. Since that time, certain men with a forefront of knowledge have adopted the dress of a false sannyasi, which King Indra introduced this. Wherefore, since time immemorial, the sannyasi order had carried the Tridandi. Later, Shankaracharya introduced the Ekadandi sannyas. A Tridandi sannyasi is a Vaishnava sannyasi, and an Ekadandi sannyasi is a Mayavadi sannyasi. There are many other types of sannyasis who are not approved by Vedic rituals. A type of Sudha sannyas was introduced by Indra when he tried to hide himself from the attack of Vrishatasva, the great son of King Prithu. Now, there are many different types of sannyasis. Some of them go naked, and some of them carry a skull and pride, and generally known as Kalika. All of them were introduced under some meaningless circumstances, and those who have a forefront of knowledge accept these false sannyasis and the pretenses, although they are not bona fide guides to spiritual advancement. And at the present moment, some missionary institutions who are referring to the Vedic rituals have introduced some sannyasis who engage in sinful activities. The sinful activities forbidden by the shastras are illicit sex, intoxication, meat eating, and gambling. The so-called sannyasis indulge in all these activities. They eat meat and flesh, fish, eggs, and just about everything. They sometimes drink with the excuse that without alcohol, fish and meat, it is impossible to remain in the cold countries near the Arctic zone. These sannyasis introduce all these sinful activities in the name of serving the poor, and consequently poor animals are cut to pieces and go into the bellies of these sannyasis. As described in the following verses, such sannyasis are Pakhandis. Vedic literature states that a person who puts Lord Narayana on the level of Lord Shiva or Lord Brahma immediately becomes a Pakhandi. As stated in the Puranas, Yastu Narayanam Devam Brahma Rudra Adidai Vatai Samat Venaiva Vikshetha Sapasam Vavet Ruvam. In Kali Yuga, the Pakhandis are very prominent. However, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has tried to kill all these Pakhandis by introducing his son. Sankirtan movement. Those who take advantage of the Sankirtan movement of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness will be able to save themselves from the influence of the Pakhandis. When Vidhu Maharaj was performing the last horse sacrifice, King Indra visited everyone, stole the horse intended for sacrifice, and did this because of his great envy of King Vidhu. So, the main story here is Indra stealing the horse. And we see he did this several times because Prithu's son hesitated to kill him. And the reason he hesitated is because he dressed himself up with the top knot and ashes on his body, as if he were some sort of spiritual person, when actually he wasn't. He was actually this Indra, and he was stealing the horse. So because of respect, the son of Prithu hesitated to take action against him. Because of Kshatriyas, fight with Kshatriyas, not with renounced persons or mendicants or whatever. So this was the disguise that Indra used. And as Prabhupada pointed out in the purport, this is an example of the cheating propensity, when people disguise themselves as spiritualists, but actually they are interested in sense gratification. So there's a warning to avoid such things. So at the time of Prithu Maharaj and Swayambhu Manvantara, Indra used this device. So in other words, he disguised himself falsely for his own purposes. In the modern age, it's a little different. They disguise themselves in order to make a living or to cheat people and get money or whatever. So this may take many forms, but in any case, they are called Pashandi, which means they don't believe in the Supreme Lord, and rather they believe in all devatas are equal, and Vishnu is a devata. So that is the definition of a Pashandi. So the modern spiritualists will have philosophical misconceptions. Even if they don't have moral problems, they still have philosophical problems. In other words, they don't recognize the supreme position of Vishnu and Krishna. So they are also condemned as being imposters. So this can generally be called asat. These people are called bad association. And Lord Chaitanya has said that asa sangachar e vaishnavachar, the proper conduct of the Vaishnava is to avoid the asa sangha. So this is one type of asa person, one who equates Supreme Lord with the devatas. Of course, another type of person is the person who thinks that all the devatas and the Supreme Lord are material, and Brahman is supreme. So in other words, the impersonalists, they are also called asa, because they reject the spiritual nature of the Supreme Lord. And besides that, then we have other types of persons. That is those who reject completely the idea of worship, and they don't worship devatas or the Supreme Lord. In other words, atheists. They're also called asa. Those who reject the Vedic literature completely are called asa. So we have two types of asa people. Those who may accept the Vedic literature, but still come up with the wrong conclusion, and may worship devatas and Vishnu equally or whatever, they're called asa. And those people who reject the Vedas completely, they're also asat. So we find people like the Charvakas, the followers of Charvaka Muni, called Lokayatas. They don't believe in God, they only believe in the body. The body is the Atma, and therefore we should satisfy the body. That is the goal in life. So this is one philosophy. So this, they reject the Vedas completely. So they were existing in India long ago. So they are also asats. So in this way we have various types of asa people. Besides that, then we have people who are morally weak. So those who indulge in illicit activities, they are also called asa. So all of these people should be avoided by the Vaishnava. Those who are morally or philosophically deviant have to be avoided by the Vaishnava. Why? Because that association will influence the person. So the Vaishnava has a different philosophy and he has moral principles. So if he associates with the asat person, then morally or philosophically he may deviate. For that reason, Lord Chaitanya says the conduct of the Vaishnava is to avoid the asat person. So that of course is common in the modern world, but it was common in previous ages also. And therefore we have long ago different philosophies that arose from the Vedas. We have Samkhya and Nyayika philosophy, Vaisheshika philosophy, Yoga, and Karma and Mimamsa. All famous philosophies that accept the Vedas. But they're all rejected. They're all asat. So long ago, there were asat people also, philosophers. And of course, then we have Charvaka and others who rejected the Vedas. So the asat people are not new. They've been around since the beginning of creation, their philosophies. And therefore, a warning is given here in the form of Indra disguising himself as a spiritual person. That we have to beware of the imposters who are representing a religion but actually have the wrong ideas. So in this way, the Indra interrupted the sacrifice of Kritu. And Akrimuni, he saw the deception and he was trying to get the son of Kritu to killed Indra because of Indra's misconduct. He felt his conduct was so bad because of his disguise that he should be killed. But the son of Prithu, acting according to Dharma principles, hesitated. So Atri, in other words, saw the danger of such conduct, false conduct. And therefore he became angry. So he had the proper vision of punishing Indra. And we see that Indra didn't learn his lesson. He kept doing this several times. He tried to take the horse away, disguising himself one way or the other. He tried to take the horse away, so he was quite stubborn. He wanted to take the horse by any means, which shows his strong pride. So therefore we have to take the lesson here that we have to beware of the asat sangha, even if they disguise themselves as being religious.
Yeah, sometimes the demigods are also very shaped like the devil. Can you guys, the demigod? If you worship that people?
What's that?
King Indra is a demigod.
Yeah.
Is he worshipped by people?
Yeah. But as Nectar Devotion says, one should not criticize the devatas. Because they are jivas, they make them at fault. Nevertheless, they do have a position given by the Supreme Lord. They're also servants of the Lord, and they have faults. So they're devotees, but they may have faults. But we should not criticize them. Just as the Vaishnava has faults, but we should not criticize. Sadhu Ninda.
So if you preach not to worship Devadas, if you preach not to worship Devadas,
that's okay. But we shouldn't disrespect them and call them bad names. Because we understand that they are mentioned in the Vedas, they're part of the Vedic ritual, but not meant for this age.
and the devotees join, you know, the worship of demigods.
By worshipping the Supreme Lord, we respect the devatas. Because all that worship is included in the worship of Vishnu.
நேத்தே எழுதி
போட்டிருக்கோம்.